Nolte, Kamala's husband's motorcade caught blocking handicap spots. By John Nolte on August 13, 2022. Her vice fraudulency Kamala Harris's husband, some guy named Doug Imhoff, went to Whole Foods in Brentwood on Wednesday, and his Secret Service motorcade blocked off two handicap spots. Is this what they mean by white privilege? Via the New York Post. Vice President Kamala Harris' hubby went whole hog at a Whole Foods market in California, where his motorcade blocked several handicapped parking spaces while he shopped. The piggish behavior took place outside the upscale supermarket in Brentwood as second gentleman Doug Imhoff strolled the aisles for about 20 minutes before emerging with two bags of groceries. The Secret Service told the Post, due to the need to maintain operational security, the U.S. Secret Service does not comment on the means or methods used to conduct our protective operations. It's certainly possible that blocking these spots was the only way the Secret Service felt it could adequately protect the second gentleman. Still, he was in there for 20 minutes, taking his sweet time to fill a couple of grocery bags. Wasn't there a fire lane they could idle in? If you were in his shoes, wouldn't you, out of simple courtesy, tell the Secret Service to either find another place to park or take you to a food store where you could be protected without hogging up the handicap spots? As someone who needs a handicap spot for my wife, it is beyond frustrating to see people parked in those spots who don't need them. It's not the close proximity to the store as much as the extra space needed to set up the walker or wheelchair. That's what makes those spaces so necessary. And although we have all the necessary credentials, I don't use that space unless we need it. We park in a normal spot if my wife isn't exiting the car. Of course, when alone, I never use it, which is illegal anyway. It's the arrogance and hypocrisy of these people that's so galling. Democrats seem to believe that if they profess to care about something, they can abuse it. Democrats claim to care about racial minorities, and yet Democrats are openly racist. Democrats claim to care about women's rights, and yet they are openly sexist. Democrats claim to care about the handicapped, unless it might inconvenience their jaunt into Whole Foods. But that's the beauty of being a Democrat with billions and billions of dollars in corporate media lined up to protect you with lies and cover-ups and phony fact-checks. Donald Trump helps himself to two scoops of ice cream, and it's a national scandal. Kamala's husband effectively tells the disabled to drop dead, and we won't hear a peep. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.